We can do more meetings like this sometime. I think the dialogue between security and students was interesting. I hope that I can come back before June, maybe I can come back after June, and give you some answers. I hope I can solve something. Maybe I can, I don't know, I'll try. That's all I can promise you. But I've learned a lot, and I'm going to pass it on to my fellow trustees. So thanks a lot. I want to see it, we'll write it up over in Maddie's office.
Okay, here, take that.
What, I got to hold my own mic and you're interviewing me?
Well, do you want to make a statement or do you want to be interviewed?
Whatever. How do you like the turnout today?
Yeah, all right. 12 o'clock. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. I'm tested. And approved. Want to hit the tape? This is Steve Kalb recording from Southern Connecticut State College in New Haven for WXCI News. With me is Jim Dyer, the youngest member of the Board of Trustees. And Jim, what did you think of the turnout this afternoon?
I'm very pleased over the turnout. In a 24-hour period, I've talked with more than 600 students at Central Connecticut State College. We had killed the whole thing. Central. I got Central on my mind because I'm going to Central. All right, begin it again.
This is Dave Kalb reporting from Southern Connecticut State College in New Haven for WXCI News. And with me is the youngest member of the Board of Trustees for the state colleges, Mr. James Dyer. Mr. Dyer, what was your feeling about the forum you held today on college policies?
I was very delighted at the turnout. In a 24-hour period, I've talked with 600 students at Southern Connecticut State College. We had more than 300 last night in the dormitories. And another 300 turned out here today to speak out at this open forum on state college policies. I think it shows that there's a crying need for this kind of meeting, that whether I can solve problems for people or not doesn't matter, they want somebody to talk to. And that's why we've had these forums. And we're going now move on to Eastern on Monday and Central the following Wednesday, and we'll see what happens there. With an outstanding turnout at Western Connecticut State College and an outstanding turnout from students at Southern Connecticut State College, I look at Eastern and Central with optimism. I hope that in our final report we can truly relate the feeling of the students and faculty who have spoken to the board, the governor, and other state education leaders. I hope maybe I can get back to these colleges before my term expires in June.
Thank you very much, Mr. James Dyer. This is Steve Kalb, WXCI News.